You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We are an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey, that offers free services for people who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. We work with children, teens, and adults. Today's question is, Dear Ava, what can I do if my friend doesn't want help? We get this question a lot from teens and youth and adults even about dating violence and sexual violence. We get this question about mental health and about suicide. There are several things you can do to support a friend, even if they don't want help. One thing you can do is, if it has to do with self-harm or suicide, call the Suicide Lifeline, which is 988 in the United States, and 911. The Lifeline is for support and 911 is for an emergency. And we say this because we don't know what will happen, even if that person might be mad at you or upset with you. If they're in danger, you need to get help immediately. Otherwise, you definitely want to respect your friend's decisions. So if your friend doesn't want help, let's say they're in a relationship with someone who's making them feel unsafe or has done things to them, has put them down or harmed them in some way, or makes them feel like they might be harmed, so they're using threats, and that friend doesn't want to leave the relationship or doesn't want to talk about it. Let's say they've said they don't want help. If they're in danger, remember to get somebody else involved, an adult, a trusted adult. If it's an emergency, call 911. But you can also ask your friend, do they want to do something fun to get their mind off things? Do they just want you to listen? Maybe they just want someone to listen to them talk about the problem. Also, don't ignore it. Even if your friend shuts down or they don't want to talk about it anymore, tell them that you care about them and that you're there if they want to talk. And remember, this is as long as you're capable of offering that, because if we are dealing with something really difficult and we can't handle the situation our friend is dealing with, maybe we're not the best friend to take in all of that information from them. Maybe that's the time where you need to step back and get someone else involved. If you can, offer to document or write down or keep track of what's been going on with your friend. So maybe they write down the times when their partner has put them down or hurt them into their notes app or a text message. And then they keep that in a safe place. Maybe they send it to you or a trusted adult. That way they have a record of what's going on, and that can help with them feeling supported because they'll see it written down. Like, I went through this. It can be very validating. It could help if there is a crime going on and that person may have to be in court one day and they have a record of everything. But you can also check in with them, you know, in the future, the next day, the next week. Ask how things are going. If it's a partner who's making them feel nervous or unsafe, you definitely don't want to let that just slide away. You care about your friend. They might not want to talk about it, but you should check in with them. You can also mention to them, hey, there are other people out there who want to support you if you feel like talking about this. You know, there's helplines like Safe and Sound Somerset. There's trusted adults at school. Maybe there's a coach, somebody in their life, a family friend, someone that they trust who they can ask for support. Sometimes it's a counselor. Just remember that there are people out there to support folks who are going through a difficult time, whether it's a friend in a dangerous relationship or a friend who's dealing with a mental health crisis or their mental health is becoming more difficult to manage. Remember to also take care of yourself. We talked about this a couple minutes ago, but sometimes as a helper, we have to take a step back. If you're dealing with your own trauma or your own difficulties, think about the saying in an airplane, you're supposed to put on your mask before you put on other people's masks if there's an incident and the masks fall down, right? You can also talk to a trusted adult without sharing the details of what your friend is going through, as long as your friend isn't in danger. If someone is in danger, call 911. You can even do this with someone else, like a trusted adult, or with your friend. The most important thing is not to ignore it, to come back, to spend time with your friend, take care of yourself, and look for signs of danger. Know when to get other people involved. You're doing a great job. Support your friend the best that you can. And know that there are people out there who want to support both of you as well. To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.